My partner is having a stem cell transplant. Introduction. Helping your partner through their transplant journey has probably become the most important thing in your life. Although you're probably happy to do it, it can still be difficult and demanding, especially if you've also got to earn a living and look after your family. Just as your partner's had to get used to being less independent, you've got a new supportive role. It can take time to adjust. It's understandable you might find it hard to cope with this responsibility while also worrying if they're getting better. Practical tips. Get informed. Finding out more about stem cell transplants and the potential challenges that lie ahead for you both will help you feel more in control. It helps you prepare for all possibilities and reduce the chance of something unexpected happening. Your partner's medical team will be happy to answer any questions at any point. Our website and booklets also have lots of information on what a stem cell transplant is, how a donor will be found, possible side effects, and life afterwards. Financial and practical support. Your partner may need a lot of care from you as they recover from their transplant. If you need to reduce your hours or even give up work temporarily to do this, it could have a big effect on your finances. The government provides various financial benefits you might be eligible for, including carer's allowance. Your partner's medical team should be able to put you in touch with social services so they can look at your situation. Our Help with Your Finances page has more information, and you can also contact Citizens Advice for further support. citizensadvice.org.uk. Accept help. Support from friends and family with housework and daily tasks, cleaning, cooking, washing, gardening, giving lifts, shopping, can give you more time to care for your loved one.
People are so generous, always asking, how can I help? What can I do? And you get overwhelmed because life doesn't stop just because this thing has happened to you both. So sit down and write a list. If you need your garden waste collected and taken to the dump, put it on the list.
Maria Christina, whose husband George had a stem cell transplant. Supporting your partner. Sometimes you might feel helpless or unsure about how to help your loved one through these tough times. Here are a few suggestions you might find helpful. Just being there. It might not seem like much, but keeping your partner company can stop them feeling isolated. Share activities together, such as doing jigsaws, watching films, or playing a board game to pass the time in hospital. Carry on these activities as they recover, but add in new ones, like exercising or going for a walk. This could give them something else to focus on and think about. Develop a routine. Make time for dinner and relaxation. Plan times when you'll update other family members and friends on their progress. This can help things feel more secure and predictable. And travel with your loved one to hospital appointments if you can. You could help them think of any questions they have beforehand and make notes during the appointment. This can reduce the stress of appointments for your loved one as it gives them less to worry about and remember.
There were good days and bad days, and we got through it one day at a time. We're now out the other side and we are stronger than ever before.
Helen, whose partner Nilush had a stem cell transplant using cord. Looking after yourself. Many partners feel guilty about admitting to their stress because they think they should always be strong for their loved one. However, it's perfectly okay to talk to them about feeling this way, and it will benefit your relationship in the long term. Enjoy a bit of me time. Find the time and space to enjoy things independently of your partner. This might be simply phoning a friend for a chat or restarting a forgotten hobby. Nobody will judge you for taking some time for yourself. It will reinvigorate you and give you fresh energy to tackle the challenges ahead. You need to make sure you're looking after yourself physically as well as your loved one. If possible, try to maintain a healthy diet, sleep well, and exercise regularly. It will help to make you feel better. You might need emotional support too. If you prefer to talk to somebody else about how you're feeling, there are options available. Your partner's medical team can put you in contact with a therapist, or you may find our telephone emotional support service helpful. anthonynolan.org/TESS. You may also benefit from sharing your story with people going through a similar experience. Your hospital and various charities organise local support groups that you can get involved with. You can also get advice online from the Anthony Nolan Patients and Families Forum. anthonynolan.org/forum.
I was lucky enough to get sessions with a counsellor as I really needed to talk to someone outside of what was happening to us. The sessions really helped me to cope with uncertainty. All the unknowns were such a struggle for me.
Maria Christina, whose husband George had a stem cell transplant. Relationships and family life. Having a stem cell transplant can change the normal pattern of life and affect relationships, friendships, and roles within your family. We've got plenty of advice and support to help you address these changes in our sex and relationships and family sections. If you've got children or grandchildren, you might find it tricky to talk to them about what's happening. We've produced a series of children's activity books to help explain. Macmillan also has information on talking to children about cancer.
In my experience, one of the things that helps patients and loved ones is accepting that the illness and the transplant have changed the person who's had it. These can be both positive and negative changes, but there's a difference.
Councillor Philip Alexander. If the transplant doesn't work, despite the best efforts of everyone involved, your partner's transplant may not work. Their donor cells might not have been accepted by their body, known as graft rejection or graft failure, or the original condition might have come back, relapse. This can be a really tough time for you and your family, but your partner's medical team will talk you through what happens next and the possible treatment options. It might not be possible for your partner to have further treatment to cure their illness. At this stage, open discussions with their medical team are an important way of making sure everyone understands the options and agrees on the best approach. Bereavement. If someone you love has died during or after treatment, it can be devastating. You may experience a lot of strong emotions that can be difficult to cope with. Shock, pain, anger, guilt, depression, and longing. Grief is a natural process, but it can be overwhelming. We have lots of advice and support on our bereavement webpage, anthonynolan.org/bereavement.